Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll sitting in as guest host for Dr. Pat today, and you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Hey, I am so honored to host for Dr. Pat today. When she asked me, my first thought was to create a really special holiday show, being as it's December 19th, and I began thinking through all my contacts and visionary change makers and leaders in the field of human potential, and who did I want to have on this show to get that vibe of thrive that Pat's so good at. And then I just sat with it, and nothing was moving and stirring. But at the same time, I got to tell you, I have been pulled into an engaging new thriller on TV. Actually, I'm kind of obsessed. Not because the compelling writing or the amazing acting or the evocative twists and turns of this TV show, and not because it's the newest, greatest hit show on TV or following The Voice, because I do love The Voice, I got to tell you. But I've really been obsessed in following this because of the personal human story behind this story. And for a lot of personal reasons, I've been following the backstory and the career of this creative genius behind The Blacklist, John Bokenkamp, for a couple of years now. And so it occurred to me, what better show to have a special holiday edition for you than to really talk about the human potential of creative genius. So it occurred to me, here we go. The vibe of this ride, we're going to introduce John Bokenkamp. He's a native of Kearney, Nebraska, and is the creator of the NBC new hit drama series, The Blacklist. His feature film work includes this year's thriller, The Call, with Halle Berry and TriStar Pictures, and an adaptation of a serial killer novel, Taking Lives, with Angelina Jolie. And Perfect Stranger. He's just been all over the place doing all kinds of things, and most recently this new hit drama TV series, The Blacklist. John attended the University of Nebraska Kearney, grew up in Kearney, Nebraska, small town in Nebraska, and graduated with honors from USC after he decided to move out there and go to school and follow his dream. And now he's working in television, film, doing all kinds of things, and is also an amazing guy saving a local theater, and did an incredible job doing that. It's just been a fun story to follow him. So there's so much more you need to know about John Bokenkamp. I invited him and his wife, Kathy, to the show, and we're going to talk about what's behind this creative genius. Welcome, John and Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Great.
Wonderful.
Great. Kathy's here in Nebraska, and John, you're out in L.A., is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
The last day for filming?
Well, filming continues. Last day for me here, I'm going to skip out of town for a couple days and head home, but yeah, much need a break. It'll be great to skip out of town for a little bit.
Great. Enjoy the holidays back home with your family.
That is the plan, yes.
Excellent. Well, you know, that's part of the story that I really admire and want to talk about with both of you today, because here you are in this huge industry doing huge things, and yet I know family has come first, and you've made some really tough decisions along that journey. Let's go back to the beginning, though, John. You grow up in Kearney, Nebraska. You graduate. You start attending UNK, local college here. And something's telling you to go out to L.A. and find something different. Tell us about that early part of your journey.
You know, I just love movies, you know. I saw Star Wars when I was, I don't know, four or five, and fell in love. I just I wanted to be Luke Skywalker when I grew up, you know, and sort of had always been interested in theater and was never really a writer. In fact, I have, I'm sure, plenty of instructors who would be sort of, I don't know, horrified to know probably that I actually get paid to write, but and oftentimes don't get paid to write. But it was a means to try to have some control creatively, you know. So I was fascinated by directing, wanted to be a director, you know, material out of school. Film school wasn't exactly coming my way, and so I felt like sort of one of the ways to own, I don't know, my success would be to create something, because that's the one thing that that Hollywood is always looking for, is new, fresh ideas. And so I sort of got into writing and stumbled my way toward this place. But I've always just loved movies and storytelling, and more recently television, and that sort of just has always been a bit of a passion.
So, John, how did you get from Kearney, Nebraska, to really muster up, you know, it's a big thing when people leave small town America and say, I can do this. I'm going to LA. I'm gonna follow my dream and follow my passion. What gave you that impetus inside of you to say, I'm doing it. I'm going.
It's a weird deal. I mean, growing up in Kearney, which is a small 30,000 person town, college town. Growing up there, I feel like I can say this because I live there now and I chose to live there, but I could not wait to get out. I could not wait to leave and to go, somewhere else and go find, you know, New York or LA. And so it's weird. I guess it was as intimidating as it is for a young person, I think, to leave home. I think it's sort of no different than leaving home to become an architect or a shoe salesman, you know? I mean, you want to go, it didn't really feel to me like leaving was a big deal. I mean, the city can certainly be intimidating, and still can be intimidating. But I don't know. I guess I just didn't really see, I just knew I couldn't do what I wanted to do where I was from, and that I had to leave. And so it wasn't, I don't mean to belittle it, because it was certainly, you know, intimidating, but it just felt like, it just felt right.
Yeah.
As did moving back to a small town felt right.
So let's talk about that for a second. You leave, you go out to LA, and you break into this industry and start having some success and doing good work. And then something called you back home. What was that?
Family, my wife. I mean, Kathy, you may answer that as well as I can. I mean, I feel sort of torn between LA and Nebraska. I don't really, when I'm in one, I feel like I belong in the other, you know? And so there's this strange sort of tug and pull, you know, when I'm in LA, there's all this smog and traffic and, you know, sort of cynicism. But then when I'm in Nebraska, I feel like, oh my God, where's all the traffic? And where's all, you know, I miss the sort of creative energy and the hustle and bustle. And so, but I think we both felt like, raising kids was sort of a bench. Seems the moment where it just made sense.
If I can interrupt for just a second, John, I really do believe that we both came from the same place. And to imagine our children not having some of the similar things that made our childhood so wonderful, we couldn't find those things in LA. We couldn't go outside and say, well, Mom, I'll be outside and, you know, you call me in for dinner when it's time. You know, just having that open space and the freedom to just run and create and just be. And neither of us saw that happening when we lived in Los Angeles.
You know, that's one of the things that really just tugs at my heart, because I know it's a huge risk that you take. It takes a lot of courage. But the fascinating part of your story is that you are balancing this, and it is kind of like you bi-locate here, John. You do live in Nebraska, and yet you're in that industry, and you're doing it.
Yeah, you know, it's strange. I think in many ways, moving back was far harder than leaving. You know, that was a bigger decision that sort of had adult ramifications. You know, that was more of a conversation of work and kids and where do we want to end up, and we're sort of old enough to not be moving in trash bags every, you know, 2 years, although I'm still guilty of moving in trash bags from time to time. But but I think we you know, that is easier, I think, when you're young to sort of say, here I go, I'm going to go tackle the world. But in many ways, coming home was more difficult, I think.
Well, there are more people to think about.
Yeah.
You know, more people's futures to think about than just our own.
Yeah, you know, you chose then the quality of life for your children and the children's families and their extended families and those connections. And yet, you know, you chose a risky thing when it comes to vocation, but it's working out for you.
Well, thus far, yeah, it's I think as a writer, or I suppose any kind of creative person, you're constantly second guessing and worried about the next job and trying to, at least I am, maybe I'm the glass half full, but I'm always kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Oh no. And this is difficult, but I think in many ways is partly, you know, I think a lot of the success that the show has had, comes from the fact that in many ways it doesn't matter anymore. I mean, it does. My work matters a lot, but, I do sort of feel, and it's hard for me to convey this to some of the people I work for, but if it goes away, it's fine. Like, I have a really great family and home. You know, I had big stretches of not working, and I've been through writer's guild strikes and all of that. So I think it is a little bit different now, sort of, where I feel like I'm coming from a different place just in my life and creatively. So it's a little... there's not that fear. I don't feel like I have to succeed. And because of that, I feel like this is bonus, you know, like I've already succeeded. So great. Now anything beyond this is a cherry on a sundae. So that I think sort of opens things up. And that's something that I haven't felt, you know, before, you know, just creatively I haven't felt.
And
that.
John, don't you think there is some wisdom from experience, you know, finding out that there is an up and a down and a forward and a backwards, and there's not one direction that you've traveled in.
Yeah. You know what? This is a really good topic here, guys, that non-attachment and that success piece. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and this is guest host Dr. Julie Kroll. We're going to take this quick break, and I really want to talk about that non-attachment and what success really means when we return. We'll be right back.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Julie Kroll sitting in for Dr. Pat on the Dr. Pat Show. Our guest today is John Bokenkamp and his wife Kathy. We've been talking about their personal journey of creativity and all the genius that goes behind the new hit show, The Blacklist. And right before the break, we were talking about literally, which is a really good quality, John, that we're talking about in the field of human development, is really learning how to let go of our attachment and our expectations to success, to ego, to that separate self, and really flowing with what's emerging and making the right decisions. You're really following what you love, you're following your gut, but you've let go of an attachment to what it's supposed to look like. And I love that idea. So you said right before the break that you're willing to not follow the industry standards and to just follow what you're doing because you've let go of that attachment. Can you talk more about what that means to you?
I'm trying to let go of that attachment. I just feel like because of, I mean, I'm 40, I have a family that I love dearly, and with this show, and with the series, it's just very different. I think also because I've never written in television before. I've always worked on features. I've always had my own schedule. If I step out to go get a sandwich or do something in the afternoon, that's fine. And now it's just so intensive. There's honestly no time for a personal life. And it really puts into perspective for me, how badly do I want it? And believe me, I'm sure if they canceled us tomorrow, I'd probably be in the fetal position on the floor for 2 days. But, but in the weeds, when, we're having these incredibly heated conversations and, everyone's very passionate, there's a lot of money at stake and ratings and all this stuff, it just, at a certain point, it just seems sort of silly, it's just always, I just feel like there's a great safety net that I can go home, and so for that, it certainly doesn't make it easier to write a scene or to surprise myself, or it doesn't make it easier, not being with my family at the moment, but it just gives me a little bit of perspective that I think I didn't have not very long ago.
Mm-hmm. That's a really beautiful part. In my opinion, many times when we get to that place, we're really getting a lot of our blockages out of the way and the creativity flows even better. Do you notice that? That when you know it's, you're okay with or without this, does it make for a better show? Does it make for that creativity to flow more for you?
I mean, I think so. I don't know how much of it is that it's network television, that there's a real standard of what they expect, you know, and what we're supposed to do. And it makes me want to push that, and it makes me want to be not like other network TV shows. And we get really goofy notes, or we get really strange requests of changes, you know. it makes it easier when we're having we're cutting together a scene and we get a note to cut back to this thing that happened 15 minutes ago in the show, because people might not understand. It's a lot easier to tell people, you know, you're being ridiculous. People are smart. They'll figure it out. We're not going to do that. Whereas before, I used to look at notes and story notes and script notes like the gospel. Like, these are things I'm supposed to do. Like, the people who had hired me knew better. And now, as the boss, I know they don't know any better. It's certainly a collaborative process, and I have a tremendous amount of support creatively, but we're all trying to make it better, and I think there's a bit of a shift that's happened with me just work-wise, that I realized that, the bosses are just trying to make it better as well, and it's better to have a conversation about some of those things, and it's easier to say no. It certainly doesn't mean I win half of or any of those arguments, but it's a lot easier to sort of push back and you know, I mean, that's sort of my job on the show, I think, at this point, is to really protect the vision of it and what, you know, what the show is, not sort of let it be turned, go through the machine and become like everything else.
Mm, great answer. I really appreciate that, John, about you. And you know, I had some listeners ask this creative question. They asked, have you had this story inside of you for a long time, or does it just come in the moment when you're creating? Can you explain that to our listeners?
I just go out and smell a rose, and it all just comes. No, I'm joking. It's brutal. It's brutal. And yes, a lot of it is in my head, and we've had lots of time to think about it. And so there are big moves within the story and characters that we know are going to happen and that we want to have happen. But again, there's a notes process, and some stuff that the network, you know, we pitch to them, and they say, well, we don't like that, and so we adjust. But we certainly have the big moves of this first season and some moves of the second season laid out. And I know where ultimately the show goes, but I think part of the fun is discovering that and surprising ourselves along the way. But it really is so difficult to try to writing the episodes is the hardest part. And it's very, we have a great team, you know, there's a great team of 10 writers that sit with us in this room all day on couches, and we just talk about it, you know, and sometimes we get a little too close and we can't quite tell what we're looking at, but it's certainly not all laid out.
So the details of the show, I'm going to ask another creative question, because some of our listeners ask this. So you have these most incredibly bizarre, tense, amazing things that are happening. Do you guys think of those things, or are you using real life examples and doing research, or where does the actual content come from episode to episode?
I've done a little both. I mean, we had an episode about the stew maker, who is a guy who worked for the Mexican mafia, who dissolve the bodies of people who they had murdered, and we thought that was a great bad guy. I don't think you can make that stuff up, so that was a real person who's in jail. Other stuff, we come up with just strange characters that, you know, would be interesting facilitators of crime, you know, that we sort of try to think of them like a rogues gallery bad guys, you know, when we ask ourselves, what would be the good movie poster? You know, what would the poster of this bad guy be? And so, you know, we're just trying to kind of brand each bad guy. And, you know, but we do want to keep, and I think we've done a fairly decent job of keeping it as grounded as possible, because it's not an alt show. It's not a comic book, and we want it to play ultimately both emotionally, and physically as real as possible.
Yeah. Well, you are doing a good job at that. Sometimes you shake your head and you go, this can't be real, and right. You pull it off, and it's quite amazing. You know, we have
always some amount of truth to it. There is always some truth to it. So,
well, isn't that writing in general, though? You know, there
I
is a piece
so,
of
yeah.
truth in every piece of creativity.
Yeah, right.
Well, John, you have to go to work during our next segment. We're going to talk a lot more with Kathy about the personal part of this journey. But is there anything that you would like to encourage or speak with our listeners about really following their dream and leading through that passion piece of creativity? Is there anything you want to share with our listeners?
My wife can give you the whole full load of that. I mean, look, she knows the experience that I and we have been through. And to me, the only thing is just don't quit, you know, just don't ever quit. So that's sort of the way I try to think and keep pushing forward and keep believing in yourself and don't stop. And, Kathy can give you the whole dark story of how twisted and demented our relationship is. That honestly is it.
I feel like that's something you've lived by. You have said...
What's that? Don't quit?
Well, when somebody says no, well, there's got to be another angle or there's got to be another way to do X,
right.
Y, or Z. Whether it has
sometimes
to do with redoing the
not
health
for the right
or your career.
Right.
Well, you know, thank you for that piece, John. Now, I can't let you go without asking, because now it's quite obvious. Everyone is going, Red can't be her father now. It just can't be. There's got to be another twist. Are you going to give us a clue? Can you give us a hint?
I mean, look, we're going to continue to develop that. There's certainly a paternal relationship there in some capacity, you know. I mean, even if he just feels fatherly toward her. So we're absolutely going to continue to explore that. But I mean, it's funny to me on the show, we answer definitively, he's not her father and people don't believe it. Tom is a guy that we took into the FBI and we proved he was innocent and people still don't like and trust that guy for some reason. And it's really interesting to see, you know, the comment threads and what people are thinking and what they trust, because it's a show where we hope you don't trust everything we tell you. I mean, Red says in the pilot, he says, I'm a criminal, everything about me is a lie. And so there is an inherent mistrust in the show that is a lot of fun to write, and hopefully will continue to be a lot of fun to watch.
Isn't it amazing how everything is just taking a life of its own, too? You created it, but you gave birth to it, and it's got its own thing going.
Well, hopefully at some point it'll go off to college and just send me checks, you know.
That'll be great. John, I so appreciated you taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to join us today. We're going to continue our conversation with Kathy more about that personal story. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, more with Kathy Bokenkamp and the story behind The Blacklist. Stay tuned.
Questions in Consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
We are back on the Dr. Pat Show. This is guest host Dr. Julie Krall. And what a perfect lead-in. Voice America, you say, what makes the most successful people tick? Well, the rest of our program today, we have Kathy Bokenkamp with us, and we're going to talk about what makes John Bokenkamp tick from Kathy's perspective. Kathy, you have been with this man, this creative genius, since you were a very young girl.
Yes.
You were high school sweethearts, is that
yes.
right?
We started dating when I was 15, which is kind of a lifetime away right now, but again, it feels like yesterday some days. But we started dating when I was 15 in high school, and then we both graduated different years and went our separate ways, went out to see if there were other fish in the sea, and they were all kind of stinkers. So I realized I had caught my fish early on, and we got back together after we both graduated from college.
Nice. So you've watched this journey, and I know, you know, we were talking at break that we both have creative people in our lives and what it's like to just really believe in them and know them. And even when the world hasn't seen the genius yet, you know, we're back there being that cheerleader. So what's it like living with John Bokenkamp?
Well, like you said, living with a creative person is so fun and exhausting and wonderful. You know, John's been a forward momentum guy for his whole life. And that has to do with every aspect of his life. And he's always been a can-do person. And that's a wonderful thing. I think sometimes we balance each other out because I can say, take a deep breath and let's sit and let's just be. And we don't have to be moving forward to be having a productive and, you know, successful life. So we've been a good pair that way. He gets very passionate and emotional about something, and we can sit down and have a conversation about it and talk through it and, at the end, you know, really get at the root of what he wants and what he needs and all those things. And what I need and what our family needs. So I think we're working on a balance. It's an every day, every month, every year kind of challenge, but the older we get, I think the better we get at it, maybe, I hope.
It sounds like you are really, you're creating a rhythm and that balance, you know, harmony is started with that rhythm and that balance mm-hmm. between those two things. I know I'm a creative person too, mm-hmm. and I remember one time one of my best friends who was married to a creative said, I finally figured out how to live with him. he has 10 ideas at the same time going, and I only I know he's only really going to follow one, so I can relax. I don't have to go all over the place with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and brainstorming is wonderful, but it can be exhausting because I'm a singular folk. You know, I got my degree in science, and then I got my degree, a master's in education, and so I'm very organized and linear, and sometimes I think, well, he's got all these ideas, so I have to be supportive of all of the ideas, and, you know, most of the time it's just listening to him and being a sounding board and not having to own all of that energy, and that's something that I've learned, that that energy just goes and flows, and you just go along for the ride, and it's a wonderful thing.
Nice. So, Kathy, take us back to that decision that we were talking about earlier. You moved to L.A. John begins his career. You're out there. You have two young children, and the thought, what would it be like to move back home and be near grandparents and let the kids run out in the yard and play and come home at dark? Tell us about that journey, because that was such a huge, momentous decision to make with someone that's in the entertainment business.
Sure. The impetus for it, it all kind of started when my son was about two. And we would run and play and have fun and then realize that all we did was go back to Kearney whenever we had a chance. We went back to this town of 30,000. So that started our thought and our conversations about what we wanted our future to be. We definitely are a couple that sits down and doesn't just react. We very much are planners and thinkers about what shape of our life do we want. And I think that with all the distractions nowadays, I think some people are losing that. I feel like we're holding on to that as hard as we can about having a direct influence on the direction of our life and not just letting it happen to us. So we were really thinking about what to do and how we wanted our son's life to be before we had our daughter. And John worked on a project for a year. And, you know, all the players, all the producers, all the people involved all lived in the Los Angeles area, but they only physically met together three times over a whole year. And that got us thinking, well, why does it matter what the rest of the time looks like? If you're doing your work and you're getting your pages in and you're doing all those things, wouldn't it just be easy to just pop back for 3 days in the whole year versus spending every day here in the city? So that really got us thinking that maybe it was possible that we could have our cake and eat it too, so to speak.
Mm. And, you know, the thing that's interesting is, as the writer-creator, he's really creating the foundation for a creative project, but he doesn't have to be there to audition and cast and do all of that. So it does lend for a little more flexibility for you guys.
Now, that's where we were, and now where we are is a little bit different because he was working in features, and that was the story in features. Now, TV is a lot different because you are part of the casting process, and you are part of the financial conversation, and you are meeting with people on a weekly basis in terms of creative entities and all that. So now he has to be there. So now we're kind of at a crossroads to say, what do we do with the structure now? Because the show films on Mondays, he really has to be there in the editing room on Sunday nights. So the weekends are he's not available to come home during the weekends. So, you know, I think we look forward to the next chapter, figuring out how we balance again. There's no one answer, it seems, in our life, which is frustrating and taxing because I'm a planner and like to know what I'm doing tomorrow. So, you know, it's going to be another step in our journey and our story about how to balance it now that he's in TV.
Yeah, so what's it been like this fall? Like we have about 3 minutes before break.
Sure.
What's it like? When do you get to see him? Do they take breaks? What's the schedule like?
Sure. Since last February, he's been able to come back. We've tried to not make anything longer than 2 weeks separation. So we either go there or he comes here. The summer was great. We spent about 6 weeks in L.A. The school year has been more tricky because the kids' schedule. So every time they have a day off, we take two, one on each side of the break, and we go out there, and he's been able to come back here. It's harder and harder now that he's in production. He gets out in April for about 2 months, so that'll be a nice, nice break. And then 2 weeks at Christmas, so we'll see him tomorrow, actually.
Oh, that'll be so nice for
it'll
you guys.
It'll be wonderful. My kids are ready.
So the children do get to see him every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And the nice thing about technology is that FaceTime has really put a face on his voice, and they say goodnight to him every night when we FaceTime him. So that's been good.
Isn't it amazing how technology does support us here? It's kind of like you have bilocated. You have two homes, and
right.
you get the best of both worlds right now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, right before break, he takes a break in April
mm-hmm.
again, and then it's a 2-year contract with Sony. Is that right?
Yes.
So you know you're going to be doing this a whole nother year.
We know for sure that the show has been picked up for another year. So April will end the year one, and then we'll start again in September through April again, and. We'll see how the audiences like it and how the, supporters like it, and we'll see if we get another year.
Excellent. Okay. But at least you know what the next year is coming
yes.
up looking like. So
which is nice.
We're going to take another break, and this is the Dr. Pat Show with guest host Dr. Julie Kroll. When we come back, we're going to hear more about the personal lives of the family and what's happening with this bilocated, very creative path of a creative genius, the creator of The Blacklist. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Julie Kroll sitting in for Dr. Pat, and you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you for sticking with us. We have the most amazing guests who live an unusual life. It is so fun to talk about it, Kathy, with you. This is Kathy Bokenkamp, wife of John Bokenkamp, who's the creator of the hit show, The Blacklist. And we were just talking, Kathy, about really creating, there are two very separate lives, and let's talk a little bit about balancing that. You know, you get to take the children to LA to visit, but really one is a slow pace seeped in family and community and heritage, and the other is a very fast pace seeped in creativity and frenetic activity, but really amazing culture opportunities and big city opportunities. Tell us a little bit about how that is for balancing for you and the children and John.
Well, I think there is such a, we live in such a great time in terms of the world getting smaller and smaller. You hear that all the time, and I feel like I'm living that. You know, going from New York to LA to Kearney, and kind of really existing in all those places, not just being a visitor. It's very interesting to have the children see the world in a bigger space. I think we have kind of the best of both worlds when it comes to an everyday routine in a place that's very grounded, that's very open to their kind of development and their ability to just dream and be and run and you know, see the world in a, you know, in a grand, see the skyline and see the big openness of the prairie. And then when we get to go see Dad, we get to go to the symphony and we get to go to museums and we get to try different kind of foods that they've never ever seen or never ever heard. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes they're not such big fans, but, but it's been a lovely, life to be able to have that as part of our life, not just, like I said, like being a visitor, to really own that and to really experience that on a first-hand basis, not just through books, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know I do work internationally and have clients around the country and you know, and I'm doing radio from the middle of Nebraska.
Right.
So with technology too, it does make things so much easier and it is quite amazing. The world is getting so small, isn't it? We're so interconnected in so many ways.
It is a definitely wonderful thing about our time. It's a little crazy sometimes, but it is, if you can harness that power of being calm in that, in the nuts, it's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing to be in Kearney though, because, in a small town, I feel like the kids can really see their impact. We have John, when we moved back here, because he doesn't have a job where he goes out into the community and works with other people, we really wanted to get connected. And so when we moved back here, he started renovating one of the old theaters in town. And so it really brought us into this community and brought us part of, you know, being able to see if you want to impact your community, you can have a direct impact, which is nice because you can see that in a small town, whereas it's harder in a bigger city to see your impact on a community.
You know, that's a really important piece too. And, you know, John was giving back to the community in so many ways. So really that was a successful project. He raised funds, renovated an old theater that was closing. Is that right?
Yes. We were the last people at the theater. It was a theater that was built in the '20s and, they had twinned it in the '80s, and then John and a whole bunch of community members, they created a nonprofit organization and got some funds from the state and some Peter Kiewit and some other organizations. And they also got, an amazing, tremendous amount of support from the community. They were ready to jump on board and see another creative outlet not be demolished. And so they brought it back you know, they renovated as well as they could back to the kind of 1920s vibe, and they show independent movies and regular films and older films at a reasonable price, because this day and age it's hard for a family to go to the movies. So they have $5 admission and dollar popcorn, and so families can really be together and still see a creative thing like a movie together.
Nice.
And afford it.
Yeah, and afford it. Yeah, it's That's been huge. Such a service to the whole community. It's really been a blessing.
It's been fun. And we get to watch The Blacklist there on Monday nights. NBC gave us permission to show it a little bit early, and so we get to see The Blacklist on the big screen and get to have a FaceTime conversation with John on Mondays. So we kind of get some behind-the-scenes stuff, and we get to talk to him about what's going on with the show as it airs.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice. So who goes and does that with you?
Whoever is around. It's a free will donation. So people come from the community and give a donation and have some popcorn, and it's a real communal experience, which is nice because TV is real isolating sometimes. You know, you're in your room, in your bed or wherever by yourself, and it's been fun to listen to reactions, especially on some of the creepier episodes, to hear everyone respond and react and kind of go through that experience together. So it's been
yes.
fun.
Well, you know, we have just about 4 minutes left on the show, and I would really love to hear you talk your reflections about what it's like to be in small town and all of a sudden you're with a superstar and everybody knows you. I mean, everybody knows you. You don't know everybody. So tell us what that adjustment's been like for you and your family.
You know, it's been, it's funny because people say really wonderfully sweet things to me in the parking lot or wherever. And, it seems like this community, especially when it's this small, owns your success, and that's a kind of a wonderful thing. When you go out and you say your last name, and they say, "Oh, isn't that our John Bogenkamp or whatever?" So it's just it's been delightful in a small town because people are so supportive and they really own the show and want it to succeed. Not just because they like the material, but because they understand that we're from here and that we're kind of a team when it comes to being a small town. You know, you want to see people in your backyard do well, and that's been fun. It's hard for me sometimes because I have been around him forever, and he's just John, and he's just a guy, and he works hard, and like lots of people do, except his job is pretty out in the open. So it's hard for me to sometimes take some of the conversations too seriously because everybody's working hard. You know, I talk to people that are selling pizza and people that are selling stocks and, you know, all sorts of different people that are working just as hard as John is, and they don't get the kind of recognition that he does. So sometimes that's difficult for me to accept or believe, but it has been lovely to have the community support and kind of ownership over the show.
Mm. And what your children, how old are they? What do they think of Daddy as this big hit now?
They are 10, just 10, a couple weeks ago, and 6. So they, you know, I think they have fun. You know, they know the reality that Dad's Dad, but I think it's been a nice thing for them to accept some of the praises, you know, off Dad, to kind of balance out the fact that they miss him. So it's fun to be able to kind of connect with him on the Blacklist website or, you know, somehow stay connected when they don't see him every day, you know, when they're not having a one-on-one conversation with him in person. So I think that's been a nice thing for the kids to just kind of enjoy the ride and have fun. We don't take it all too seriously because, you know, next year it could be canceled and we're the same family and we still love each other and we still support each other regardless of whether it's the number one show or the number 12th show or canceled. So, but they really do have fun with it.
That's awesome. Kathy, I so appreciate you joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show and talking about this journey. It's been quite an amazing journey to watch from the outside, and I just wish you all the happiest of holidays, getting John home tomorrow. It'll be a nice reunion again for your family.
Absolutely, and we really appreciate you being interested and letting us have a conversation and talk about our story.
Oh, well, I know that the story is going to inspire some, because the world is a big world out there until you understand that it's really not. So thank you so much for all the insight and sharing. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. This is the Dr. Pat Show with guest host today, Dr. Julie Krall. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel, and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Krall, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow. Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.